News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Senior executives of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, and its subsidiary Petrogem held an open forum recently to discuss the agency's pricing formula. The forum also sought to clarify the pass-through of reductions in international crude oil prices to the local retail market. PCJ Chairman Christopher Cargill points out that the National Refinery Petrogem uses the import parity principle to arrive at local oil prices.
We have to be careful how we analyze. Numbers can show varied things, but the pricing for petroleum has always been on import parity. It is what it costs to land that product to the country. Propane, butane, kerosene, every product is a commodity and it trades based on supply and demand.
In the meantime, Petrogem is assuring Jamaicans that it continues to be transparent in its pricing strategy. The company says the price movements announced on a weekly basis are generally reflective of current market conditions for the relevant petroleum products.
It's not a mystery. There's no rip-off. The pricing mechanism, it works, it is fair, it is transparent, and Jamaica is getting a very competitive price. And whether it's going up or down, you are still getting the best price for the country by Petrogem.
Petrogem Group General Manager Winston Watson speaking in an interview with GIS News. The government is moving to reassure the public that the cost of the West Kingston inquiry will not exceed projections. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the costs associated with the inquiry were determined before sittings began and have been budgeted for. The final costs include the fees to engage the required personnel, venue rental fees for 3 months, and fees for legal representation for the military and police.
So we have a handle on what the cost of this inquiry cannot exceed. The total amount we're anticipating will be in the region of $340 million, of which $244 million, I think, is the actual expenses of the inquiry itself, and the other portion, 90-odd, covers the costs that will be incurred by the military and the police in their representation at the inquiry.
The Justice Minister adds that there is a cap on the fees that can be charged by the persons engaged by the state to administer the inquiry, ensuring that the duration of the proceedings will not affect the final cost. And the government is to embark on a public education campaign to discourage the use of ganja among specific groups in society. Among those to be targeted are adolescents, persons with mental disorders, and pregnant women. The campaign will seek to address abusive practices as well as mitigate the adverse public health consequences associated with the use of ganja. It will be launched against the background of amendments to be made to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize ganja for medicinal, religious, and private personal use. Providing details on the campaign, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says it is to be supported from a portion of the revenues anticipated from the establishment of a new licensing regime for the proposed hemp and medicinal ganja industry in Jamaica.
It is also intended that our institutional arrangements for the tackling of the problems of drug abuse, and in particular our mental health services and the National Council on Drug Abuse, will be strengthened by this source of new revenues.
Senator Golding was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing last Wednesday. Those were some of the top stories making the news last week. I'm Enjoy James Sawyers.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.